The Park City-based nonprofit will receive $100,000 from Boeing over the span of 3 years. The funds will support the National Ability Center's programs for U.S. service members and their families. NAC's Director of Communications and Engagement, Tanya Boland, explains what the sponsorship means.
So we've had a long-standing relationship with Boeing, and recently, through their commitment internally to focus on the well-being of veterans, they have identified us as a key component in delivering on that by supporting us with our veteran programs through adaptive recreation and outdoor adventure. And so it's amazing to see Boeing meet us with their commitment and say, listen, we see the value of what you guys are doing and we want to see you do more of it. And that is really possibly the biggest compliment we can get for the work that we do.
Boland explains how the program helps both veterans and their families.
On a monthly basis, we have military days here at the NAC, either here in Park City or down in Salt Lake City. And that allows veterans and their families to come and to participate in all different kinds of activities, from the challenge ropes course that's here in Park City to mountain biking. And what we have found is that it's an incredible opportunity for those individuals to recreate with their family, because we're meeting their needs where they're at. And to help them, as many people have quoted, to create great family memories. And so Boeing's dollars go directly to supporting those programs and ensuring that we can service more people, more veterans in the future.
The National Ability Center has worked alongside the University of Utah's National Center for Veteran Studies in developing a program that significantly reduces the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder in veterans.
We work in conjunction with NCVS, which is the National Center for Veteran Services out of the University of Utah. It is run by Dr. Craig Bryan and Annabelle Bryan. And over the course of several years, they've been conducting a clinical study for veterans with PTSD who come here and go through intensive therapy as provided by the NCVS program, and also adaptive recreation as provided by us. And what they have found is that when these veterans go through this program and they walk in with clinically identified symptoms of PTSD, when they're checking back in with them 7 months out, there's a 75% reduction in those symptoms. So out of 75% of that total population, they're not seeing a reoccurrence of those symptoms.
Tanya Boland, Director of Communications and Engagement at the National Ability Center. For more information about NAC, visit discovernac.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.